Good day, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to the CMI School of Christ. I would just like to say that it is a privilege to be able to share the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ with you. And we're going to continue with our class, and before we do, I would just like to ask those two questions that I always ask, because I never know what class will be the first class that a person may watch. But they're very simple. And they pertain so much more than just to our class, but they actually pertain to the purpose for our soul, God's purpose for our soul. And we've covered it so much, so if this is your first class, you can go back in our previous classes, and you can just see the progression of all of our classes and just how at different times we touch on it in different depths. But the purpose for the soul is basically this: the appearing of Christ in the soul of man. And the two questions that I ask, that I like to ask before each class, are basically this. The first question is, are you born again? And if you're not born again, then you must be born again. It's a very simple question. It's the simplicity of Christ. Life must appear where there was no life before. Christ must appear where Christ was not before. And speaking namely of our souls. All right, now, for those of us who are born again, my question is basically this. Are we knowing the life that we have been birthed of? Are we knowing the indwelling Christ? And we have looked at in detail in how that the order of knowing is basically this. To see is to know. If you do not see, then you do not know. And the order of seeing is basically your heart turning unto the Lord, the veil being removed, the Father presenting His beloved Son unto our soul. So, that's pretty much those two questions. And they are so, like I said, they are so pertinent beyond a class or even a study or a lesson or a sermon or a service. This is the purpose of God for the soul of man. All right, so continuing on with our class. Throughout our classes, we've been speaking a whole lot concerning Jacob. I've referred to Jacob several times. We've read the passages concerning Jacob several times. In fact, Bethel, where he says, the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. The Lord appeared basically to Jacob. So for a while I'd been thinking about it, and what I ended up doing is that I went ahead and just looked through Genesis at all the places where it talks about the Lord either speaking or appearing unto Jacob. And I just want us to go through those passages, because they are very significant. They're indeed very significant. And it's basically outlining Jacob's walk. We could do this with Abraham, the father of faith. The one who saw the place, but he saw it, but it was from afar, okay? But he saw the place, all right? And throughout Jacob's walk, his walk, let me put it this way. His walk begins when the Lord appears. That is when Jacob's walk begins. His purpose begins when the Lord appears. That's when Jacob's purpose begins. Before that point, Jacob is with no purpose. He's just kind of there. He's Isaac's son, but he's just kind of there. Until the Lord appears, there is no purpose. Until the Lord appears, there is no walk. Until the Lord appears, there is no direction. Okay? Very simple. All right, now, the first passage I want us to look at is Genesis 28, verses 10 through 19. And this is the one that we've talked about throughout this whole class. It's basically Jacob's dream, Bethel and the house of God. It's Jacob's ladder. But just to let you know that this first time the Lord appears to Jacob, it's at night. Jacob is asleep. And we have talked about at night and in the day and asleep and awake. But it's just really significant that the very first time that the Lord appears to Jacob, it's at night. And not only that, but his appearing stirs and, causes a response, a confession out of Jacob. All right? That confession, which we all know is, the Lord was in this place and I knew it not. This is the house of God. All right? So I'll just go ahead and read it. This is Genesis chapter 28. This is verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. Okay? Because the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, the ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 13, and behold, the Lord stood above it and said, all right, I am the Lord, God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And then verse 16, and Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And here begins the walk of Jacob. Here begins the purpose for Jacob. Here begins his walk with the Lord. The Lord appeared, the Lord speaks, and Jacob begins his knowing. Okay? Look at that. Look at that. Verse 13. Surely the Lord is... I'm sorry, earlier I was saying the Lord was in this place. No, it is. The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Past tense. But currently, I know it. Now I know. There's a spiritual order of knowing, once again. How does Jacob know that the Lord is in this place? The Lord appeared. He saw the Lord. He saw the Lord. That is how Jacob knows that the Lord is in this place. All right. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob, I love this verse 18. And Jacob rose up. It's very significant. Very significant. The whole phrase arise, rising, standing. It's all a type of resurrection. And Jacob rose up, look at this, early in the morning. The day dawned, early in the morning. And took the stone that he had put for his pillows and set it for a pillar and poured oil upon it. And he called the name of the place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. All right, Bethel, which is house of God. All right, so going on in the verses, I just jotted this down. We won't be making comments on it or just talking about it, but in Genesis chapter 29, verses 31 through 35, the Lord sees that Leah's hated. All right, Genesis chapter 30, verses 22 through 24, the Lord remembered the Lord remembered Rachel and hearkened and opened her womb. All right, so the Lord is doing something with this whole family, okay, with this whole family of Jacob. All right, so here's where the purpose for Jacob began. Here's where his walk began when the Lord appeared. All right, now, this is Genesis chapter 31, verses 3 through 7. And here, Jacob is asleep at night, and he's dreaming once again, one more time. All right, here's verse 3. And the Lord said unto Jacob, the Lord speaks to Jacob, and the Lord said unto Jacob, Return into thy land, to the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. And Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to the field unto his flock, and said unto them, I see your father's countenance, it is not toward me as before, but the God of my father hath been with me. And ye know that that with all my power I have served your father, and your father hath deceived me, and changed my wages 10 times, but God suffered him not to hurt me. Verse 5, the Lord God of my fathers has been with me. The walk for Jacob began when the Lord appeared. The moment the Lord appeared, the Lord was present, the Lord was made known to Jacob, then Jacob had an understanding, the Lord is in this place, and I know it. And he hath not left this place, basically. The Lord has been with me. And God did not let Laban hurt Jacob. All right? Because why? Because is it about a man or a person? Is it about Jacob? No. It is about God's purpose. All right? Jacob is going to walk in purpose. He is going to walk in the appearing of the Lord. All right? Now, I said that chapter 31, verses 3 through 7, that I said that Jacob was asleep at night and he was dreaming when the Lord spoke to him. All right, verse 11 through 13 is basically a detailed summary of that passage of verses 3 through 7. All right, so I'll go ahead and read that. Talked and appeared. The Lord talked and appeared. The Lord God of Bethel speaks to Jacob in a dream. He hears the voice. And this is what the Lord says, arise and get out of the land to the land of your kindred. All right. Verse 11. And the angel of God spake unto me in a dream. Here, he's hearing first. Yeah. All right. Saying, Jacob, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now thine eyes and see all the rams which sleep upon the cattle are ring streaked, speckled, and gristled. For I have seen all that Laban doeth unto thee. Verse 13. I am the God of Bethel. I am the same God, basically saying, I am the same God that appeared unto you before. I am the same God. I am the same God. I am the very same one. We've looked at it, Acts chapter 26. Verse 16, where Paul, at that time, he's Saul of Tarsus. He's going to persecute the church, and Jesus appears unto him, blinds him, and basically the Lord says to him, I have appeared unto thee to constitute thee a ministering witness of this, thy seeing me. And thy seeing me hereafter, thy seeing me, because it is I who have appeared unto thee, and thy seeing me hereafter, because you will continue to see me. I will continue to appear. The Lord doesn't change. The Lord is great. We have a great Christ. We have a large, a big, an enormous Christ. Our understanding of that Christ grows. Our understanding of that Christ grows in every appearing, but it is the very same Christ. It is the very same God who appears. And I love the way he says that. I am the God of Bethel. And this is not anything different. I'm the same one you saw last time. I'm the same one that appeared unto you. Where thou anointest the pillar, and where thou vowest a vow unto me. And this is what he says. Now arise. I love that. We had a diagram in one of the previous classes that had below, beneath, and above. But now, arise, get thee out from this land, and return unto the land of thy kindred. Arise. Arise. Okay? Let's look. This is in Genesis chapter 31. 1 verse 54 through 55. in chapter 32, 1 through 2, it's talking about the angels of God meeting with Jacob. And he says, this is God's host. That's what Jacob saw when Jacob says when he saw them. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Right? Now, this is, here we go. The first time the Lord appears to Jacob, the Lord appears, shows himself to be in the house, shows himself to be in the place. Okay? The next time the Lord appears to Jacob in a dream, he says, I am the God of Bethel that appeared to you beforehand. Now arise and get thee out of this land and return unto the land of thy kindred. Now arise, okay? Now, Genesis chapter 32, a little further on down, verse 13 and through 31. And I may just look at a couple of the verses. But this is also at night till the rising of the day, right? And this is basically the Lord speaks and appears to Jacob. This is the account of where Jacob wrestles with the Lord. It's Peniel. Okay? He is awake at, Jacob's awake at night. There's the name change. And he's lodged there. And he calls the name of the place Peniel. Alright, verse 13. And he lodged there that same night, and took of that which came to his hand, a present for Esau his brother, 200 she-goats. And it goes on. I'll just skip down a little bit. Verse 21. So went the present over before him, and himself lodged that night in the company. Verse 22. And he rose up that night. I love that. All these little terms are just really significant. And took his two wives and his two women servants and his 11 sons and passed over the ford Jabbok. Verse 23. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. Verse 24, and Jacob was left alone. I love that. This is an appearing of the Lord that we face. You can say it this way, that we face alone. It is a face-to-face encounter with God. We face it alone, and everything changes. I mean, it is a total revamp of our understanding of everything. It, in fact, is not a revamp of our understanding at all. Every single time the Lord appears, it is not our understanding, but it is His understanding. And even here, it's just seen as so right here. Every time the Lord appears, we are, in our hearts, replaced with Him who is present. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. Okay? And Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day, until the day dawned, until the day dawned. All this is happening at night. Jacob's left alone. It's all at night, and they wrestled with him until the breaking of the day. And he goes on, verse 26, and he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. I take note of that, or, and you can take note of it too, the term bless. This is Jacob basically having this conversation with this angel. And he said, let me go, for the day breaketh. That's what the angel is saying. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Verse 27, he said unto him, so what's your name? What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Bless me, bless me, bless me. I cannot bless except one. One is blessed. You can look at it this way. I declare him who is blessed, Israel. And it goes, okay, it goes on. No more Jacob, but Israel. No more Jacob, but Israel. Not I, but Christ. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Now, we know that Israel, I didn't look it up, but you can look it up. Israel means prince of God. Son of God. Israel, the king, Christ, Jesus, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. There is no other. Israel is not our name. Israel is the name of Christ, the Son of God. No more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Verse 29, and Jacob asked him, and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Verse 30, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. Did y'all catch up? I ran right by it. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. And he blessed him there. All blessings, spiritual places, in Christ Jesus, the one who is blessed. All blessings. No more Jacob, but Israel, and he blessed him there. The blessed one. Verse 30, and Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. And here's the definition for Peniel. For I've seen God face to face. And it goes on to say, and my life is preserved. And he passed over Peniel, and as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him. I didn't do it for this class, but I've looked at that term preserved, and it is a really good term. It means so many things. One of the things it means is snatched away in a good or bad sense. Peniel. For I have seen God face to face, listen to this, and that which I thought was my life was taken away, and him who is my life is preserved. Him who has been, has always been my life, is preserved. Him who is in his house is preserved. And now I see it, and now I know it. Not I, Jacob, but Israel, Christ, the Son of God. Where's the blessing? In the Son. The Son himself. All right. Let's see. Here's another passage. This is John. Excuse me. Thinking of another verse. Genesis 35. Verses 1 through 3. And verse 7. This is the Lord is speaking. God speaks to Jacob. All right. This is verse 1. And God said unto Jacob, arise, go up. Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Dwell there. And make there an altar unto God that appeared unto thee when thou fleddest from the face of Esau thy brother. Then Jacob said unto his household and to all that were with him, put away the strange gods that are among you, and be clean, and change your garments. Verse 3, and let us arise and go up to Bethel, and I will make there an altar unto God who answered me in the day of my distress, and was with me in the way which I went. And it's funny that he says that, and was with me in the way which I went. And they gave unto Jacob all the strange gods, and it goes on, verse 6, so Jacob came to Luz, which is in the land of Canaan, that is Bethel, he and all the people that were with him. Verse 7, and he built there an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God appeared unto him, that the house God, the house of God. It's kind of what El Bethel means. The God of the house of God, something like that. All right, now a little further on down, this is Genesis 35, verses 9 through 15, still in Genesis 35. Here the Lord appears and talks. All right, verses 9. Here's verse 9. And God appeared unto Jacob again. God appeared unto Jacob again. There is a walk that is continuing. God appeared unto Jacob again. Again. This, thy seeing me, and thy seeing me hereafter. There must be a hereafter. There must be an again. When he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And blessed him. Verse 10, and God said unto him, thy name is Jacob. Thy name shall not be called Jacob anymore. The name change. But Israel shall be thy name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. This is the first time that the Lord speaks this to Jacob. But he actually speaks it to Israel. He cannot, think about this. He cannot say, be fruitful and multiply to a Jacob. He cannot say, be fruitful and multiply to one who has no clue of who is in the place and one who has no clue who the life is. What do I mean by that? Jacob, in Genesis, the very first appearing of the Lord to Jacob, the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. I know who is in the place. The Lord is in the place. I'm not in the place. The Lord's in the place. The other time, I think it was like the third time when the Lord appeared to Jacob, when he wrestled with him, called the name of the place Peniel, for I've seen God face to face. Now, my heart is turned. I am seeing God face to face with unveiled heart, face to face. The name change, not Jacob, but Israel. He speaks, be fruitful and multiply to his son. Every time, if you look at that phrase, be fruitful and multiply, every time the Lord is using it, he's speaking it to one who is a testimony of Christ. He speaks it to Adam. Because Adam is supposed to be a testimony of Christ. And we'll be looking at that in a class that's coming up. He speaks it to Noah. Because Noah is a testimony of Christ. Beautiful testimony. He speaks it to Israel. Be fruitful and multiply. He speaks this to the seed. He speaks it to Israel. He cannot say this to Jacob. He cannot. It's kind of like saying, go increase your understanding. Well, what if your understanding is something other? What if your understanding is this? It is not Christ, but I. It is I and not Christ. What if that's your understanding? God cannot bless that. There's no blessing there. God doesn't want that type of fruitfulness. That's not fruit at all. That's not fruit. Christ is fruit. He doesn't want that. He cannot say be fruitful and multiply. He can't allow that to increase. He brings it to an end. He brings it to an end in the cross. Okay? But for Israel, the Son, the Prince of God, he says be fruitful, multiply. He blesses this one. He blesses the Son. All right, so it goes on. I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of thee, and kings shall come out of thy loins. And the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed after thee will I give the land, the seed which is Christ. And the seed after thee will I give the land. Land is given to the seed. We'll be looking at that in more detail in the classes to come. Verse 13, and God went up from him in the place where he talked with him. And Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, even a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering thereon. And he poured oil thereon. And Jacob called the name of the place where God spake with him, Bethel. Continuing on, Bethel, where the Lord speaks with him. All right. In the visions of the night, this is Genesis chapter 46, verses 1 through 5. The Lord speaks and the Lord appears. The Lord speaks to Jacob, to Israel in the visions of the night. All right, this is verse 1 through 5. Verse 1, and Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices unto the Lord God of his father Isaac. And God, verse 2, and God spake unto Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, Here am I. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. I will go down with thee into Egypt, and I will also surely bring thee up again. And Joseph shall put his hand upon thine eyes. And Jacob rose up. This next passage is Genesis 48, 1 through 4. Awake in the day. Now this is the first time he is awake, and it's during the daytime. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me. Verse 3. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me. At Luz in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and will give thee this land, and will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. But I love that. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared to me. And out of this appearing, all this other proceeded. God Almighty appeared to me. Verses 8 through 11, still in Genesis chapter 48. Awake, he's awake in the day. Verses 14 and 17 through 20. He's in chapter 48, Jacob is declaring the appearing of the Lord to Joseph. At this point, Jacob, Israel, is declaring the appearing of the Lord. God Almighty appeared to me. It's kind of like saying, this is what it's all about. God Almighty appeared to me and blessed me. And then this. But it begins with God Almighty appeared to me. It's like saying, okay, let me tell you the whole synopsis. God Almighty appeared to me. And then I began my walk. And then all this other took place. But it began with his appearing. And he could very well have said, and then he appeared to me again. And then he appeared to me again. And then he appeared to me again. And I continued walking. All right. Genesis 48, 8 through 20. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons. I love this. I'll just skip down to verse 10. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees and bowed himself with his face to the earth. God hath showed me also thy seed. Going on, verse 15. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, I love this, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk. The term before is Strong's number 6440, and you can search this one out just if you can do a Strong's number search, just type in 6440 and click search and see all the places where you come up with this. This is the same word that Elijah uses when he says, see how does he say it? He says, "The Lord liveth before whom I stand. The Lord liveth before whom I stand." There's the word before. Before whom I stand. The same thing as the confession of Elisha. The Lord liveth. The Lord of hosts liveth before whom I stand. Two understandings going on there. First one is, the Lord liveth. The other understanding is that I am before His face. That's what that term means. Strong's number 6440. This is the online Bible Hebrew lexicon. It means the face, the presence, the person, in the front of, before, to the face of, in the presence of, in the face of, at the face or front of, from the presence of, from before the face. And he blessed Joseph and said, "God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk." Here's, he's laying it out to Joseph. This is what it's all about. God and my father Abraham walked before his face. He had a walk. His walk was a face-to-face communion with the Lord. His walk was based on the appearing of the Lord. Therefore, he walked. Therefore, he was the father of faith, because faith is seen that which cannot be seen in the natural. Faith is seeing the face of God. That's what faith is. Faith is seeing the object of God. "Before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk." Abraham and Isaac walking before the face of the Lord. There is their walk, before the face of the Lord. They continue before the face of the Lord. "The God which fed me all my life long unto this day." Verse 16, "The angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them." Then it goes on where he places Ephraim before Manasseh. And now I want us to read this other passage right here. This is, actually didn't get to copy this one. This is Genesis chapter 47. Verses 7 through 9. Here is Jacob once again declaring the appearing of the Lord. Okay? And this is Jacob before Pharaoh. Let me see where I can start this. And verse 7. "And Joseph brought in Jacob, his father, and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, How old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the day of the years of the life of my fathers in the day of their pilgrimage. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh." The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. I have, listen to this, here's Jacob before Pharaoh, I have not attained. I have begun in the appearing of the Lord. I have had a walk in the appearing of the Lord, and yet I have not attained. I have not attained. What did in the verse we read earlier, Genesis 48, this is the next chapter after, 48 verse 15, "And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk." Before whom my father, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk. And here's Jacob saying, few and evil have been the days and the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers. I have not attained. And yet, verse 48, he's saying, God Almighty, chapter 48, he is saying, God Almighty appeared unto me. God Almighty appeared unto me and blessed me and continued to appear unto me, and I have not attained. I have not attained. He continues on in purpose. He continues on in this walk. He continues on. His heart is not to be satisfied with what he has seen or what he has known of the Lord. His heart is to continue on. I know you're thinking of this verse, and we might as well just go ahead and turn there. It's Philippians. And I actually copied it. Let me read it right here. It's Philippians chapter 3, verse 6 through 14. This is Paul concerning zeal persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things loss, but for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's like Paul saying, I've not attained, but I press. I've not attained, but I forget and I press on. I love that with, where was it? 47. And have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. I have not attained. And yet his heart is still, and the Lord appeared, God Almighty appeared unto me. And I continue on. So, those are just some of the passages that I wanted us to look at. Just because I'd mentioned Jacob so much from the classes, I thought that it was just significant that it seems like the majority of the time that the Lord appeared to Jacob was at night, and then there's the breaking of the day. He appears to Jacob. Jacob's at night, and then the day dawns. Now Jacob walks in the day. The very first appearing of the Lord to Jacob was Bethel. The Lord is in this place. Jacob didn't know it before, but now he knows. And then I think it's like the third appearing of the Lord. Let me check that out real quick. I didn't write them down. The second appearing, the Lord speaks to Jacob. There's a detailed account of it. It says, I am the God of Bethel. Now arise, get thee out of this land. Arise and get thee out of this land and return into the land of thy kindred. Then, the third appearing of the Lord to Jacob is Peniel, the face of God. I love that. Wow. Think of it this way. I'm going to say this, and think about our previous classes, right? Appearing by appearing by appearing, the day dawning, the day dawning, the day dawning, the evening and the morning were the first day. The third appearing of the Lord to Jacob is Peniel. The third day for Jacob, basically, is Peniel. The death, burial, and resurrection. 3 days, it's the cross. Peniel, where what? Where one is removed, one remains. Where the first is taken out, the second remains. The third appearing, Peniel. Not Jacob, but Israel. Not I, but Christ. So, and it goes on. God speaks to Jacob. The Lord appears to Jacob. Speaks to him concerning the seed. His confession, while he's awake in the day, is God Almighty appeared unto me, and he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, in the day he has this understanding. Jacob has this understanding in the day. God Almighty appeared unto me. All right, this is my understanding. God Almighty appeared unto me. Also, I see also that my fathers walked before the face of God Almighty. I see also that my fathers walked before the face of God. They had a walk that was before his face. They had a walk because they were before his face. Therefore, they had purpose. They walked in purpose in the appearing of the Lord. This is during the day. And then finally, even in the day, he's declaring this, I have not yet attained. I have not attained. I have not attained. I have not attained. But like Paul, you know it's in Jacob's heart, but I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. This is his understanding in the day. God Almighty appeared to me. My father Abraham and Isaac walked before the face of God. He may not have known that before the Lord appeared to him. He may not have known that. But in the appearing of the Lord, he knows they walked before the face of God. And he also knows, I have not attained, but I press on. So, I just wanted to go over those with y'all. Like I said, I think the majority of time that the Lord appears to Jacob, it is at night. And then, basically, out from that, Jacob is declaring the appearing of the Lord in the day, both that he has walked in and his fathers have walked in. And that is from before the face of. So, that's all I have for this class. We'll just go ahead and end the class here and we'll continue on in our next classes. Dealing with the appearing of the Lord with the purpose for the soul. So, we'll see you all in the next class. May the Lord bless you. Amen.